Welcome to the Tune In Game In Podcast. Game In Podcast. Tuning in to the gaming world of retro and modern. Retro and modern.
Six. I'm Ronnie Coors, Nick, Retro Nick, and Roger Knight is Warren.
Hello, hello, and hello.
I'm not sure if Gaz is going to be with us or not. Doesn't seem to be on at the moment, but hopefully we'll get him on shortly. But for now, it's just us two.
Okay.
Okay, but before we start on tonight's topics, I thought I'd just mention an update on Gaz's fundraiser for Macmillan Cancer Support. Where he raised £200 for the charity, so that's for him to get a mohawk, and saw pictures of him, and he's got it done, so he's reached his target. So congrats to Gaz for that. Very well done.
Oh, yeah. Still open for donations, though. Still open for donations.
Yes, definitely still open for donations, so anyone who didn't get a chance to donate or still want to donate, then perfect opportunity to do so still. And yeah, just or if you want to pass on the support, pass it on, share it on social media or anywhere, then I'm sure Gaz would really appreciate it. Want, you know, so it really feel like it does deserve it. But yeah, it's just done an amazing thing, and really pleased for Gaz for reaching his target, and glad he's done a great thing. Yes, yeah, so hopefully at some point we'll get to talk to Gaz about that, but in the meantime we'll just carry on without him. So the first topic we want to thought we might discuss is video game TV series. Now, we've mentioned movies in the past, video game movies, but I don't think we've covered TV shows as much. So I thought maybe if we talk about existing TV shows that exist based on video games, and then talk about video game shows that could exist. So most obvious ones I can think of off the top of my head, Sonic. There's definitely many different Sonic TV shows, from Sonic the Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic Sat AM.
The only game shows that pop up to me would be more like we had Captain N, and we had Captain N and something else, not for Captain N. I know so many things. Captain and the Game Master. And then there was, Pole Position. That was a cartoon from the Atari video game. And actually, that cartoon was pretty good because someone just mentioned it. I didn't watch it as a kid because I was already into like some other car cartoon besides Transformers. It actually was a good cartoon. It was really into the future. I mean, Atari had some really crazy designs with hydros built inside the cars and stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I always dream about having a video game where I can actually be a car. And I wanted a game where you can transform the car into different vehicles, like, say, me and you are racing. And basically, it's kind of like that Bop It, Sock It, Kick It toy. But, okay, you're racing as a car. Then all of a sudden, the road gets blown up, and you have to turn to a boat. And you do the combination, you know, up, left, and then your boat transforms. And as you go, it gets harder and harder, kind of like Simon Says, kind of. So you have to transform in time to make it through the level. But the Pole Position was one of them. Pac-Man, that was another cartoon over here in America. I don't know, just released a new Pac-Man this year. I just found it actually last week. I think I posted it on Facebook, called Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures. I'm trying to think of, because there's at least five or so video game cartoons that came from video games.
Yeah, there's quite a few. I mean, it's not, I can't think of a massive number. I can only think of, like, there's different Sonic ones, different ones on Super Mario. There's a couple of different ones. There's Super Mario Bros. 3 cartoon, and there was a Super Mario World cartoon.
Yeah.
And the Super Mario Bros. Super Show.
I know Mario Brothers Super Show, that's the one I know. I don't remember watching the Super Mario Brothers cartoon, except, you know, unless you're talking about the one that's on the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
Yeah, but It's a bit confusing because there's all these different Super Mario Brothers cartoons. I mean, got one on VHS called Super Mario World, which got five episodes from which is based off the game Super Mario World.
Okay, so I've never seen that myself, far as I'm aware of.
I'll see if I can find a link, but. Yeah, it's just based in the world of dinosaurs, because I think that's where the game takes place. The Super Mario World takes place in a world full of dinosaurs, which is the instruction to Yoshi.
That's probably why it didn't take off.
Yeah, so it's a bit of a weird cartoon, but out of the cartoons I've seen over the years, it's not the worst, but nothing much to it, I don't think.
Huh. Yep, that was the Mario World cartoon. Yeah, the style is not. Yeah, see, because they have it right here. Where is it? Yeah, I saw that. It was no. Me and my little brothers, we did not like that. Change the channel. We say change the channel. Change the channel, because, I mean, you'll sit there and watch it, but it's not good. And when it's over, it's kind of like eating candy, and the center has, like, terrible, sour, rotten. That's kind of like what it is. It was nothing like the Super Mario Brothers Super Show. Nothing like that. They tried to make this was like it was like a knockoff Nintendo version of the Flintstones. That's what it felt like. Mario was cute more than spunky. And the cavemen, what do they have to do with anything in the game in the show? It was like they tried. It's like they ripped part of Toomba's world, even though Toomba I don't even think existed. No, it didn't, because PlayStation wasn't out yet. So, yeah, Super Mario World cartoon was. Mm-mm.
Yeah, so I don't mean so Super Mario cartoons, there wasn't much to them, I don't think. I mean, other than a few memes and just stuff like that, I don't think there's much to it, really. But, Sonic, on the other hand, I think was a bit more successful. So, the Adventures of Sonic was basically like a sort of Looney Tunes cartoon with Sonic and Tails. But that's what basically is about going through the plot, because I don't think the show really had much of a plot. But whereas Sonic the Hedgehog, often known as Sonic Sat-A-M, that had more of a plot, where Robotnik actually takes over the world and Sonic and the Freedom Fighters work together to try and bring Robotnik down and take back the Earth, or take back Mobius, the planet they live on.
Right.
Which is got a much better plot, so it's a lot darker than most. A lot of cartoon shows based on video games at the time, so it's definitely worth watching if you've never watched it before. But the only downside is that the last episode leaves it on a cliffhanger, and it never gets resolved because they cancel the series after that. which is a shame, because it's a really good series, and I mean, there was talks of a movie based on the TV show and all sorts of games and merchandise, but just for one reason or another, just didn't get enough popularity to continue. But that's one example of a really good TV show that holds up quite well. Yes, right. If we can see if we can find it. But yeah, that's an example of a good one. And also another one is Sonic's Underground, but I think I remember watching bits of it, but it's just weird because Sonic was in a rock band, and halfway through the episode they like sing a random song, and I really don't get it, but. And from there, we just had a lot of other Sonic series, but based on more recent Sonic games from the Dreamcast onwards.
Uh huh.
But there's a few decent things coming out of the Sonic TV series. I mean, the upcoming one is Sonic Boom, which is based on a new game that's coming out for the Wii U and 3DS.
Uh-huh.
So that has some potential right there.
Right.
There's examples of a more popular ones. Trying to think whatever. There's also one on an upcoming TV series on Mighty Number 9. That's one.
That's gonna be on TV. Okay. I mean, I know they're doing a series or something, like, but I'm not sure. That's gonna be probably either internet based. But if it's on TV,
could be. But like,
listen, I didn't know. I don't know. I was saying. I mean, I saw it. It looked great. But I was like, oh, okay, it's gonna be great for a web animation. But you know, I don't know if it's gonna be on TV.
I know
they he got funding for it with the funding for the game. He's like using the extra for funding it, which was great. So that's showing that, hey, you know, I love how he's doing it. Because, like, see, look, all this money that we're getting, supposedly, and that's not even a lot of money, really, to tell you the truth. That's not a lot of money. But you see he's actually using it for the good of my number 9. You know, you're not just pumping it into the game itself. The game looks nice. And the animation looks, to me, I'm sorry, looks nicer. And it's just awesome. You know, I just hope they keep the quality up and running for at least, you know, I want to say about a good 5 years. And then, you know, once it catches on by itself and starts making more money, and it becomes, you know, an actual live, live living IP, you know, that survives.
Yeah, so I think in that regard, I think TV series or short or series based on video games are going to be, seem to be making quite a bit of a comeback, because also I think we mentioned it when we briefly mentioned some of the Comic-Con highlights where Steven Spielberg's working as a producer for a new Halo TV series, which is, takes place before Halo 5. So, I mean, it seems in some ways it's coming back because of how popular video games are nowadays compared to how they might have been 10, 15 years ago. Its popularity has definitely grown, but how well it'll do is another matter. But I think because video game industry is so massive that it sort of makes sense to make a TV series based on video games.
Right.
Yeah, so it's just a matter of time before other TV series come along. I mean, I know there's a lot of works on movies, which we mentioned in the past, or there's different movies that are supposed to come out, and these movies that do come out, that, and some are quite mixed, but when they get it right, they do tend to get it right. The other one I can think of, another TV series, is one based on Donkey Kong Country. So I think it was the first CGI animated TV series based on a video game. If I'm thinking right. Yeah, that was a strange one as well, because that was a bit like Sonic Underground. They have an adventure, there's a little, sort of a little plot, and then halfway through they have a song, and then it just carries on from there. So it's a bit strange, but I've just got the theme, the intro for Sonic Sat AM, just to give us a quick listen to. If it loads. I don't know, let's get rid of this advert. Probably YouTube. If you want to lock stream something instantly, then you got to get rid of the ad. But that's going off topic. So what do you think of that?
Sounds very familiar, but it sounds a little different than what I remember.
Well, that's the intro show at the very beginning of the show. I think there's 28 episodes in total.
Yeah, well, I remember it goes a little bit faster than that. He's the fastest thing alive! He's the fastest thing alive!
I might alter it for the UK version. Or slowed it down a little bit because the 50 hertz, 60 hertz thing that was going on at the time, or the 40 hertz or 50 hertz speed difference of the consoles of regions. I don't know what I'm talking about there, but that's just an assumption. But I mean, it was a pretty cool TV series. What else is there? I mean. Mentioned Sonic, mentioned Mario, mentioned Donkey Kong, mentioned a couple of more recent ones. It's hard to say, really, because I think movies, video game movies are more heard about than TV shows.
Yeah.
There's a one based on The Legend of Zelda that was done by the same people who did Captain N, if I'm thinking right.
Yeah, Zelda, Metroid, and Simon Belmont and Mega Man were all in the Captain N cartoon. Yeah.
Yeah, so what else is there? I mean, that's just a list of examples I can think of top of my head, but...
There's another one, too, but I'm trying to remember the name of it. It was one with the basketball. It wasn't Captain... It wasn't Captain N. It was an 80s show, early 90s. Captain... It was a Captain N Game Master in the basketball. Let's see. Captain N Game Master. I'm just trying to think of it, because... let's see, okay. Princess Lana, Duke, Simon Belmont, Kid Icarus, Mega Man, and Game Boy. No, that's not the one I'm thinking of. The one I'm thinking of has a basketball as one of his, from Double Dribble or from, I forget. But it came on a different channel. But that's the one I'm thinking of. And I can't think of, I keep thinking of Captain N, but it's not Captain N. Because I have a list of most of the things, and there's way too many to list. Like, they had some live action stuff. Like, we didn't even talk about like live action, such like Mortal Kombat, Conquest. I did not watch Legacy. I know I watched Conquest because it was so cheesy I couldn't help but watch it. I didn't know that Street Fighter, Assassin's new stuff they just put out. And of course they had Super Mario Brothers, the Super Show. And forgot, we also didn't mention Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, and Where in Time is Carmen Sandiego. I watched Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego. The Where in Time thing I didn't really watch because I wasn't into it. You don't know Jack had a TV show? I mean, I know they had a quiz show. Earthworm Jim had a cartoon. Let's see. I'm just going by the ones that I know of. Digimon, of course, you know, they had their own cartoon. Yeah, it was 3D. Yeah. I did not know Donkey Kong Country had a cartoon, or I did not care for it. Double Dragon sucked, but we watched it anyway because we love Double Dragon.
Yeah. I just remembered an obvious one, Pokemon.
Oh, of course, of course.
Yeah, I mean, we'll get a lot of hate mail if we get to mention Pokemon.
I watch Pokemon. I used to watch Ash. I watch it. I don't care. I like the original, though. I don't like the new stuff. I like the old stuff. You know, it's just simple and straight. You know, I just love it. It's straight-laced.
It's still going today, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Because a lot of people keep rediscovering it. You know, like me. I'll just start talking about it. And they'll go like, yo, Pokemon started in 2006. I was like, no. And then that's how I get started into Pokemon. I like saying, thank goodness you don't watch Transformers. Like, yeah, I watch Beast Wars. I like, no, you need to go G1. What is that? I said, if you don't know what G1 is, go Google it. Oh my gosh, that is so awesome. And so that's how you get back into it. Now I say, you want to see something real boring? Go watch GoBots. Oh, I like the GoBots. Like, oh, really? Back in the day, I used to get hated on for loving the game GoBots. GoBots suck, Warren. Why do you buy them? Why do you watch that stupid show? Transformers are so much better. Because I have both. The only show I didn't like as a kid was Mask. Because it felt like it was overly done. And I don't know. I just didn't like the show. I don't know. I guess some of the people, that they didn't act kid-friendly. They were not kid-friendly. That was more for the teens. It wasn't for me. So, there was... Oh, yeah. I used to watch Dragon's Lair. I love that. I want that on DVD if possible. That was the first cartoon where I lost my mind and my father turned the TV off and I didn't realize he did it. And I got up to go turn it back on. And my little brother grabbed me and my father goes, if you touch that TV, you'll learn not to. I was like, what? Because I didn't hear a word he said because I was so into the show. You know, it says, Dirk has been caught in a tree. What is he going to do? There are wolves down below him, and the Valkyrie things are over on the side coming. What shall he do? Stay tuned after the commercial. And I was like, you know, waiting for the... But Dragon's Lair, I love that show. I don't remember Dragon Warrior. Earthworm Jim, it was good, but it came on too late, so I never really got into that. F-Zero had a cartoon, but I think I was too old to get into it. Oh, Klonoa had a cartoon. Didn't know it. Yeah, you're right. There was a Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, I don't think that one lasts too long, the Legend of Zelda one.
But I... The Mega Man you knew, some other made-up Mega Man, even though it was using the Capcom's name. Monster Rancher, I knew about that. I didn't watch it, though. Parappa the Rapper had a cartoon? Did not know that. You already poked Pokemon in pole position. Q-Bert, yeah, I watched Q-Bert. It wasn't that good, but I still watched it. Rayman, I didn't watch it. What else was there? And the last of the few. Sonic had two cartoons, actually three or four cartoons, because it's Sonic X and Sonic the Hedgehog, Adventures of Sonic. I didn't know Street Fighter had a cartoon. I know about anime. Talk, I watched part of this cartoon. The game and the series were developed together from the beginning. Oh, I did not know that. But yeah, I really like that. Because my book was actually, after I saw that, I want my book to look kind of like that, but that was way past the point of being published.
Yeah, so that's just a few examples I can think of that is sort of a video game, but technically isn't, but I won't mention it anyway, but because it's by the gaming company Konami, it's Yu-Gi-Oh!, which has its own cartoon show, has the collectible cards, and also has several video games.
Yeah, remember Yu-Gi-Oh! Was a card game first, then it was a cartoon, then it was a video game, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so, yeah, but since it's made by Konami, I thought I'd just mention that one.
Yeah, so, and then the last one I'm going to put on, well, my main was going to be, I mean, there's Wise or Ease, and also Xenosaga. I never knew about Wing Commander. I didn't know about Wild Arms. But my original post was going to be more about Viva Pinata and Pac-Man, because those are the ones I used to look at all the time. We watched Sonic and the Super Mario Brothers Super Show, of course. You know, those are going to be the number ones always in our house, because as soon as you start watching Super Mario Super Brothers, everybody starts doing the dance. Whether you like it or not, you start dancing. Like, why are you dancing? Like, hey, just dance. You know you're doing the Mario. But Viva Pinata, that was a really good cartoon. And it wasn't really a cartoon. It was all 3D. And I just wake up every morning just to watch it, because it was just so... I mean, for kids' cartoons, like, why they do all this for little kids? Kids don't care. There's like a spaghetti on the screen, and it moves just a little bit. They're entertained, and if it smiles, they're entertained. But I mean, Viva Pinata. If you've seen the quality of the 3D, it's like, wow. That, I mean, I'm sorry. I do love Reboot, but one episode blows away all Reboot. One episode. That's how much animation is inside this show. You know, but I still love Reboot also. But Reboot is not a video game per se based off of game. It's Reboot, the game is based off the show, which was actually crappy. So I didn't get a chance. I think I played it for like 5 minutes. It was too awful. So I'll stick with the game, the show. The show is so much better.
Yeah, so from the examples we get, you can tell there's definitely a mixed bag there. Some are good, some are bad, some are so bad it's good. And some are just cheesy, and a lot of them you can't remember because they're cheesy. Some you'll discover because you never heard of them before, because they're obscure. And some you'll just be glad to watch again because whether you really like the game or really like the TV series. I mean, it just depends from series to series, I think.
Yep. Uh huh.
Yeah. So I think a question leading into this is there any video games you want to see turn into a TV show or a miniseries of any type that hasn't been done yet? I mean, I can't see there being a Tetris TV show somehow.
Somebody wants a Tetris movie, and someone made a trailer already, and it looks awesome. So...
Yeah, so I don't think Tetris is going to be a TV show anytime soon, but is there any examples you think of a game that should be a TV series or miniseries?
Well, yeah, I would love Crackdown to be a rated R animation or live action TV show. I would love it. Something for AMC to go along with Breaking Bad. I mean, you know, Walter or Heisenberg can easily fit into the Crackdown universe easily. And I would love to have these over-the-top explosions and weapons and superpowers, because those suits that were in G.I. Joe the movie, perfect fit. Take those out of that movie, put them inside the Crackdown universe. That would be my favorite show. I mean, I wouldn't really want that much dialogue. I was more like, hey, there's a bad guy. He's in a bad part of town. You get there. Figure out how to get there. Using, like, digital maps and GPS units and maybe introducing new things that aren't in the game that could be in the game, like robot dogs like Ravage, but not Ravage, say, himself, but like a robot dog, like maybe an Ibo that transforms into a Ravage or a bird that transforms into a spy copter or whatever. You know, and it shouldn't be a transform. It just should be, you know, an item in disguise, and not per se a transformer, because we don't want to tread, you know, we don't want to tread on a transformer territory. But you play Crackdown, you know how when you level up your agent, and you get into a car, it powers it up, and it goes woof 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 and transforms. You know, it's not where it goes like that. It's more like woof, you know, because you have more skills, so therefore you get to use more stuff. I would love it to be a live action show. It could be a cartoon, but I don't think it'll go over too well. I'd have to see, like, the pilot of the cartoon show, but I know the live action, that would go over real well. But we don't need that much gore. Like, if somebody gets blown up, to show them blown up, we don't need to see skulls on the ground or anything like that, like Borderlands. Borderlands, that would probably be a good TV show. I would watch the TV show because I don't care for the game, but I would watch the show. Granted, Mad Max is more of Borderlands. Another game that I would like to see, I would love to see Halo itself, the game, not this other stuff they keep making, all these live action movies, and it's, they look pretty good in the previews, and then you watch it, it sucks. I don't know if you've seen the fan made Halo movie. Oh, it was awful. I mean, people, did y'all watch your own work? I mean, I know the military is not supposed to be exciting, but this is a movie. Come on now. But I don't know if you've seen the remake on Xbox One for Master Chief Collection. Have you seen it yet?
Haven't seen it yet. I've saw like a little pictures though, so maybe looked into it properly yet, but
while I'm doing that, I'm like, you the level of the level of the Master Chief Collection, oh my god. That's all I can say. I mean, this is the reason why I was trying to tell y'all, wait. And that's why Microsoft should have waited like everyone else. Wait until, here, I'm posting it now in the group. That way, take a look at the first few seconds, and you'll see this is next generation. This is next generation. The stuff that y'all are playing, or whatever everybody's playing right now on PS4 and Xbox One, that's not next generation. That's the pre-next generation end of last generation. And that's why they look mostly the same. Now, when you see that, you will automatically see the major differences in Xbox One and 360. Even Rise can't compare to what you're about to see. That's how good it is, yes. At first I was going to blow it up. I was like, whatever, people. It's not that good. And I said, oh, they're using live action. Like, nope, it's not live action. It's all CG. And if they can produce that every 2 years, Xbox One is going to be a winner. Because I don't know how long they've been working on that, but it looks delicious. So, but I would love that to be its own movie. All CG. No, I mean, if they want to put live action in it, they can, but if I'm going to say no to it, I'm going to say no, I don't want any. Because I don't like going back and forth with CGI, unless it's, you know, a full budgeted movie like Fifth Element. If it's going to be done like Fifth Element, yeah, go ahead and do it. But if not, then no, I'd rather you not, you know, waste it and make it be something where you can, yeah, that's a puppet. You know, I don't want to see that. The Arbiter looks like a puppet, literal puppet, you know, with a mask on. So, and I guess last but not least.
Oh, it does look impressive.
Nice. Where it shows us launching. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to say this side by side, and this goes for both Gears of War and Lost Planet. I want to see the beginning of our downfall and our moving to the other planets to do what we need to do to get our minerals and stuff, and us being attacked by the alien monsters. But I would only want about 3 seasons for both. I mean, give or take a few seasons for Lost Planet because it can be stretched out a little bit. But with Gears of War, I really want to know by the end of it, what are the things called? What we fight?
Locusts, I think.
Locusts. What the locusts are? Are they humans or what? Because the ending of part 3 left me confused, and so I stopped. I'm sorry, I'm a story based person, and I was gonna stop at 2, but I think I'm gonna finish it. But obviously, you know, they really screwed that ending up so bad. But that's what I'm saying. I would love to have all the CG from Gears of War stuck together as a movie with all the missing parts plugged in, all the years we missed. And that should be about 3 seasons worth of video, you know. Or they can just put it on online. I mean, if it was on DVD, I'd pay like $12 for it, you know, $12. You know, I don't really want any extras or anything like that. I just want the story. But if they want to add stuff to it that's collectible, you know, real collectibles like a real dog tag, what's that thing called? A Lancer that can hang on my wall with a disc on top of it, like with a disc case on top of it, like a cartridge that goes inside. I mean, that kind of stuff is what I would want. They don't have to make it. But those are the two last two I would say I want as either TV shows or as movies. So, and you?
Just thinking, I mean, I know Uncharted's supposed to be getting this movie, but they keeps getting delayed or cancelled and pushed back, so that a movie's going to be a bit off, but I think a TV show, like maybe like a milder TV show, like if you saw a cartoon adventure, would be pretty cool to see.
Which one is it?
Uncharted, so maybe like young Nathan Drake, you know, the protagonist in the Uncharted series.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of history between what happens when Sully and Nathan first meet each other and where they are at this moment in the current series, because number 4 is coming out, I think, later this year or beginning of next. So, I mean, if they could do a TV show based on that, because the chemistry of those two characters share are really good, so whether there'd be like a mature TV show or maybe just like a mild action cartoon series, I think that'd be pretty cool to see.
I mean, Uncharted would be, in my book, unless you can think of stuff, see, in my head I can see all my stuff, I can see the adventures all my people are going on. With Uncharted, you're just chasing after one thing, and I'm like, there's already Uncharted, it's called MacGyver, that's already been done. I mean, if you're going to break it up into some kind of, remember you have to make it episodic, watching it. You always either want to have a cliffhanger, or you want to have a complete show. One or two. Halo is going to be a cliffhanger every time. Same thing with Lost Planet and Gears of War. It's always a cliffhanger. But the previous ones I said, like Crackdown, that could be an episodic, meaning, you know, you get your everything you need in one episode and move on to the next. Like, or it can be a continuation where stay tuned next time when Agent Warren learns that his droid has been infected with a virus, you know, and then, you know, that's a cliffhanger, but that's the next episode. It has nothing to do with this episode, and you don't need to watch it in order. Well, actually, you would, I don't know. See, it all depends. But, like, Uncharted, you would have to watch those in order if it's going to be where he's off on an adventure to find his stuff. So it all depends, you know, and you're going to have some probably boring parts where he's just climbing. It's like, damn.
It could work. It could be like where he learns it, because learns from when he's a kid to where he is now in the game series. I think that would be interesting to see if they could do something like that. But because I'm sure there's a lot of history they could go through before he met Sully or after he met Sully, and then just how he learned to be who he is now in the games.
Yep.
Because I think that would be could work if it took it as mature approach towards like a little action cartoon, you know, sort of like James Bond Jr. or something. another one I would like to see is maybe like a Wreck-It Ralph TV series, perhaps, or whether that's like a full on TV series or like a mini series.
Yeah.
Or just like maybe like little clips or little that you see sometimes.
I thought they were doing that already. Let me see. I thought they already did it. I thought it was coming.
Yeah, they're doing Wreck-It Ralph 2, but maybe like in between Wreck-It Ralph and Wreck-It Ralph 2, maybe like make it like a little TV series or a little mini series. So maybe like make references to other video games series. I mean, would we not much start revisit Wreck-It Ralph's world?
Yeah, I mean, they could. Yeah, if they did that, yeah, I would like that kind of to a point. You know, because I like the art style. I like how it's like light-hearted, and you know, I like that.
Yeah, or if it was like Toy Story Toons, I'm not sure if you've seen any of them. It takes place after Toy Story 3, you know, like these little 5-10 minute, it's usually about 5 minutes of Toy Story characters doing something, or
little shorts,
yeah. So I think something like that could easily work for Wreck-It Ralph, and plenty of jokes you can make there.
Oh yeah, they can do that. That'd be pretty neat. That's old 80s style. I mean, you used to have a lot of cartoons like that back in the day, where it's only like a few seconds sometimes. Some cartoons like, no, that's not a full cartoon. This is like a little short. Like that's how Family Dog got started. I don't know if you've ever seen that. It's really old, but it's really funny. Family Dog, look it up sometime.
Yeah, so I think that could definitely work if Disney were able to do it. But I think one issue might be like licensing, because they did a lot of licensing for Wreck-It Ralph for all the different video game characters, big and small. So it could be costly to do it. But if they just like to keep it to their own made characters, like Ralph, Felix, Penelope. I mean, it could work that way, but who knows? It would be cool to see, and I definitely would pay to see it, especially if it was a little short, which before a new Disney movie, say. So if you get going back to watch the next big Disney movie that's coming out, and then before it starts, to do a little Wreck-It Ralph short. I think that would be pretty cool. But yes, another possibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with yours though, I would love to see if we had Toomba. I guess I can put it in there if I want to. I think, didn't Toomba have his own cartoon at one time? I think he did.
Yeah, who else? Maybe a cartoon series based on Banjo-Kazooie? That'd be like a fun little comedy program.
Uh-huh. Yeah, nah, there was no Banjo-Kazooie. Some person made some anime, and it looks awful, but it may be interesting.
Yeah, so maybe if I don't know if we're able to make a deal with Microsoft to do like a TV series based on Banjo-Kazooie. Because you've got all these wacky characters.
You'd think they would. Honestly, this is where Microsoft and Sony and Nintendo need to put their hands down and bring us the best of the best cartoons. I mean, it could be shorts. I don't need 10 seasons or 8 seasons of a certain series. I mean, I don't want to sound bad, but when I tell a writer, say, hey, I want you to make me feel happy. I want you to make me feel good. I want you to make me cry. Granted, when they make me cry, I get mad and want to curse them out, and then I'll curse people out. You know, when they kill off your favorite character or something bad to your character or, you know. So, but I would, you know, hey, three seasons for some things is worth it to me. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, I mean, another one, maybe like a Minecraft short, because I've seen some decent animations done on YouTube, different Minecraft shorts. So whether it's like, I think I saw one where a pig living in a pigsty got the mud taken out, or like the mud leveled out, so he didn't have his mud anymore, or the sheep was laughing at him, and then the sheep got his wool cut.
Uh-huh.
That was a pretty funny Minecraft clip. So maybe like little shorts of Minecraft would be pretty cool. I mean, I know they're going to be making, well, there's plans to make a Minecraft movie from the same people who did the Lego movie.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, that's another possibility.
I thought they were working on it. I thought they were working on it,
a movie, but they're not a TV show.
Oh.
Well, not I'm aware of anyway, unless they've announced something recently, or going to announce anything soon.
I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, or maybe even Crash Bandicoot. I mean, no one's heard from Crash Bandicoot in years.
Yeah, I haven't either. I wonder where he went.
I don't know, because, I don't know, since PlayStation 2 era, it's got sort of gone down, because then Crash was on multiple consoles, and then only like a few games released after that, and just for some reason went down from there.
Yeah. That sucks that they did that. I mean, I love Crash Bandicoot. I mean, my nieces and nephews love him to death.
Yeah, it's a great game series, so it's just surprising they haven't continued it, though. I think the rumors Sony bought the rights to some of the older franchises from the PS1 era, so there's a possibility that Crash Bandicoot could come back. More on Crash Bandicoot, a Spyro TV series would be pretty cool to see as well.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just many possibilities. I'm sure if you had a good writer, you could use the source material well and then expand on source material, whether that's to make it within, use the source material well to represent the characters, but also, like, expand it.
Right.
Upon it. I mean, that's all it takes, really. So you can turn pretty much any game into a great TV series if you know what you're doing and you treat the source material with respect, and also do what's needed to make a great TV show as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think that's covered a fair few examples. So if anyone has any examples of any TV shows we might have missed out that's video game related, or any video game series that could be turned into TV series or shorts, then please let us know, because we'd love to hear any suggestions which we can discuss even more.
Yeah,
so should we go on to another topic, or should we go on to the usual?
Did you have any other topics, or no?
I did have one, but we could probably save that for next time.
What was that?
It was just about video game spin-offs.
Okay, we can hold it for next time.
Yeah, we'll say that next time. So that's a little sneak peek of what we're going to do next time, folks. So just keep that in your diaries. We'll talk about video game spin-offs.
Yep.
Okay, so shall we move on to what we've been watching recently?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just go first. Again, I haven't been watching too much, but I'll just go over what I've been watching. The Unicorns and Horses Christmas Special, I've been watching those.
What was it?
Only Fools and Horses. It's a comedy program here in the UK.
Okay.
It's been going on for over 30 years. Actually, I think it's.
What kind of comedy is it? Is it anything like Fawlty Towers or?
It's along those lines. It's about if anyone doesn't know, it's anyone who's in the UK doesn't know. I'll be surprised. But anyone outside of UK, you know, it's a series about two brothers, Del and Rodney, and Del's aims to become a millionaire this time next year, and doing all these little schemes to try and become a millionaire.
Oh.
While his younger brother Rodney has to tag along and willy-nilly, and then also other characters involved, including their uncle and their granddad.
That sounds pretty funny. Sounds like a real
live version
of Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
Yeah, it's a really, really great TV series. I can't recommend it enough. I mean,
can you look it up on YouTube and like post a link to it?
I can have a look. For any newcomers, I'd probably recommend starting off with the second series first. I mean, the first series is good, but takes a bit of getting used to the sort of comedy, and is it. I'm not saying the first series is the weakest by any means, but I'm just I think if you go from the second series, that's where the comedy steps up a bit more. So I think from then, from series two onwards, then you'll really get a gist of what it's like. There's always plenty of different clips show you about from. Batman and Robin, Chandeliers, Christmas Dinner, briefcases. Tons of stuff that you can watch. I'll send this one over to you. This is a pretty good one. Okay, this is a bit. I don't thought pause that. It makes more sense when you watch the full episode, like all this build up to what's going to happen. I've sent you a link to a clip about 3 minutes long, but it's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's just all the schemes, and then how the worst thing could go wrong goes wrong, and then they have to try and deal with those circumstances. Or trying to get out of the problem in the first place. Mm-hmm. But it's also a great series, like with its for its drama as well, which is a pretty good writing from the writer John Sullivan, who wrote Only Fools and Horses for many years. So yeah, I've been watching some of the specials of Only Fools and Horses, up to the last one, which is Sleepless in Peckham.
That sounds funny.
Yeah, so it's definitely good. So if the comedy is a must, and also for the drama as well is definitely an added bonus, and all the characters as well, from Trigger, Boise, Denzel, and just many other characters you meet along the way. And what else have we watching? Watching Groundhog Day. Watch that again. That's the second time I watched it. So it's a comedy where this guy is trapped on the same day, 2nd of February, Groundhog Day. He has to relives the same day over and over and over again. Yet everyone else doesn't know they're living the same day over and over again. Only he's going back and back to listen to the same song on the radio. I've Got You, Babe.
Yep.
And all the different things he does, tries to figure out what the world's about, what's happening, and then he tries to take advantage of being in this time warp, and then just goes from there, and then just like see his characters develop, and also like the comedy as well. It's really good. Just like the idea you're stuck in the same place with no escape.
Yeah, Bill Murray is crazy.
He is, yeah. I think he's a great actor, especially for sarcasm. I think he's like the one of the best actors there is for sarcasm.
Yeah. He did a good job in that, but I will say I like What About Bob a little bit better. Him and Dreyfuss.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great movie. So it's probably one you could see around Christmas time, because it is still in the winter, so it just definitely gives you that feeling of winter and Christmas.
Yeah, but it's like I say, it's heading in the spring. Okay.
Yeah. So it's just idea. You have no idea why he's stuck in the same day forever.
Yeah.
And whether it's like magic or whether it's science or whatever it is, who knows? It's never explained. That's not the beauty of it. That you don't know all the answers, but you just know enough to understand the premise of the movie. I'm sure if they ever remade it, they'll probably have an explanation for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hopefully, we won't be making a remake. Cause I don't think it needs a remake.
Yeah, it don't need a remake in my house.
No, so Hollywood, take notes. Groundhog Day doesn't need a remake. And I'm sure we'll list any other films that don't need remakes. But what else have I been watching? Watching a few episodes of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Original series. I wouldn't say it's not the best, but it's got some decent stories, and if you enjoy the card game, should like the TV series, as it gives you like all these different strategies and see how nerdy you are about noticing, oh, that card doesn't do that, or that doesn't, that's not how it works. But yeah, just a few episodes here and there, and Going back, what else have we watched? The Commonwealth Games we've been watching. So that's like a four-year event that takes place in between the Olympics for any countries that are part of the Commonwealth. So not too much of that. I've just been watching bits of it here and there, but yeah, that's pretty much all I've been watching, Warren. So what about you?
I've been watching again Supernatural. I'm back up on that. Watching like at least one or two episodes every week. I started watching that new Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures. That's good for a kid's show. You know, I like it. The animation is really great. I also on TV we're watching Sharknado 1 and Sharknado 2, which are just, you know, made for TV movies, which are really ludicrous and really funny, but they reached 3.9 million viewers and doing live tweets. It was just awesome, you know, tweeting with everybody and screaming and stuff, laughing and having a good time. Face Off is back on, so I'm watching Face Off. It's a great show. Not sure if you guys can see it over in the UK, but you guys, I think, have a thing called Pivot. So you should see something close to it because I always say the name Geely. She's the one who played Shiana on Farscape. She's been on Pivot twice, if not more than that. You know, sharing stories. What else have I been watching? I've been watching some hit and miss movies on Netflix. Some hit and miss movies. And I want to say that's it, besides a few DVDs here and there that already, you know, I burned them, I copied them. So that's it, really, for what I've been watching.
Okay. So should we go on to what we've been playing recently? Do you want to start?
Yeah, okay. Well, basically, like I said earlier before we start recording, on my streaming on Killer Game Rants on Beatle.com. I try to stream every Friday night. I will say I don't like saying, oh, I'm going to be streaming, unless I know I'm going to be up, because you know you get tired. But my Xbox, like I said, is Red Ring. So, I mean, because I don't feel like going to get another one, since I'm going to get one from my friend, once I get him an Xbox One, because we're just going to do a flip-flop, because like I said, I'm not interested. I'll just buy Xbox One once Crackdown comes out, or I just play at his house. Either way, it doesn't really matter to me too much until I get more details of the game. But, so I just popped it. I was supposed to play Resident Evil 4, last weekend. I was supposed to play Resident Evil 4, but my friend forgot it when he was on his way over to bring it to me, so I said, you know what? I was going to do a live show, but me just talking on top of my recording of it on VHS, because I haven't been on under 4 hours on VHS, but my VCR for some reason wasn't showing correctly. So I decided, you know what, I'll just start playing it fresh. And, you know, I'm just doing it, not thinking that many people would show up. You know, the first night was 180 people that showed up. You know, I stayed up kind of late till like 11:30, you know, didn't get sleepy for a change, you know, because people were actually enjoying it for some reason, but then I sound like the game is not enjoyable, but I actually enjoyed myself. And so this last Friday I played another section of it. I made it into a room that I couldn't make in when I was younger, so I got into that room and got the water bottles, which I'd never seen before. So I'm playing Resident Evil 1 on DS. I'm playing Nintendogs again. I'm not really playing Animal Crossing, but I'm getting back into Animal Crossing. Like, you know, I want to sell it, but then you start playing and you say, oh, you know, I'm falling in love with it all over freaking again, but I want to get rid of it. But you say, you know what, I'd rather just keep it. If I'm not even playing it, I'll just keep it. So at least it's there when I do want to play it. So I don't know if I'm going to get rid of it or not, like I originally planned. I will be getting that Fantasy Quest, or whatever it's called, that comes out later this year. I will be getting that. If that seems a little bit more superior to what I like, then I'll get rid of it. Of course I'm playing, what's that one game? Street Fighter 4, well, Ultra Street Fighter 4. What's that called? Serve It Up? Serve It Up. I'm playing that on PS3 and on iPad. And I just got a game called The Great Infusion. I don't know if it's on iPhone or not, but it's on iPad. Oh my gosh, that game is really nice. I mean, it's a point-and-click adventure game, and I was going to blow it off, but it was free. And I was like, well, it is free, but you know me and free. I don't care if it's free or not. But I don't know if you ever played The Adventures of Willy Beamish on Sega CD, but it's kind of, but the best way to explain it is more like The Walking Dead from Telltale Games, where you get to choose the dialogue. There's no timer on the dialogue, as far as I can see. So you take your time and pick your answer you want. But this game is geared toward teens and adults, you know, because it's about this guy who's a great inventor, who basically is an engineer. He had this great idea, basically the R2-D2 hologram technology. And they go, oh, we're going to have layoffs, and you're one of them. Bye-bye. And the only people we're keeping are my brother-in-law, my sister, and my cousin. And that's it. Bye. And so he's unemployed. But I don't want to give away too much. That's just the first few seconds of the game. And I was like, wow, this is great. And it's showing, like, how the world's going to change and how all the countries' employment dropped and everything. I mean, it sounds sad, but it's like, wow. But when the game actually starts, when you actually start talking to your landlord and stuff, it's really kind of funny. I'm enjoying it. It's called The Great Fusion. I actually posted a little quickie blurb on it because that's how excited it got me. And that's on iPad. And, of course, I'm still playing on iPad. I'm playing, what's that game? Kingdom Rush 2. I finally made it past that one level. I made two levels past it, and now I'm stuck again. I'm not really even trying. I'm just enjoying it. what was it? There's some other game I was playing. Oh, gosh. Can't think of it. It's also on iPad. I went back and played some Rayman. I'm sorry. It's not Origins. It's some other game. I got it for free. My friend went to McDonald's and got me a code. Actually got three codes. But I played a little bit of that. That game is pretty fun, but I'm going to just go ahead and end it off with this. I really wish they make these games Bluetooth compatible. I know you're just tapping the button to run and stuff, but I would love to have my 8-bit in my hand instead of touching the screen. And that's really it. I don't think I'm missing anything. At least I don't think I am. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's all I'm playing for now.
Okay, cool. Well, I haven't been playing much myself, so I'll just be quick. A bit more Minecraft, again, been a while, so I've just been expanding my world a bit, so just like building something else or adding something else to what I've already got. And also been playing a game I got on free on Xbox Gold, and that was Shoot Many Robots. Played a little bit of that, which is a pretty fun twin stick shooter.
Okay.
So you got all these upgrades you can get to level ups, and all these different types of robots to destroy.
Okay.
So, from a little bit I did play of that, it seems pretty fun. And main game I've been putting time into this week, probably a bit more than I should have, but just can't make it myself, is a game called Yu-Gi-Oh! Millennium Duels, so it's the latest one available on the Xbox Arcade, Live Arcade.
Okay.
Which I think's available on PlayStation Network as well. So it includes like, all the latest cards that are available in the game.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty fun so far, challenging all the famous characters from all the different series, from Yu-Gi-Oh!, Yu-Gi-Oh! GX, and so on. But I'm currently stuck on GX1, but I managed to get past one of the sort of like the bosses in the game. So it was, well, it's not particularly easy because start out with you only get like some weak cards. You don't get like cards that are very effective, especially if you want a powerful deck. So you start off a weak deck and then you just have to build it over and over unless you decide to buy some downloadable content, so get like extra packs of cards or get decks. But apart from that, it's basically Yu-Gi-Oh, so there's not much to say about it. I don't know if the AI is defaulty or something, but sometimes it's to your advantage and sometimes it's not.
Right.
But apart from that, that's pretty much all I've been playing, really.
Okay.
So not been an overly exciting week, because I've had a few things to do and sort out, but yeah, so we go on to highlights of the week.
Alright.
Okay, not much has happened this week, so I'd say main highlight was going out for a meal yesterday to this place where they do Indian food and Italian food. The only problem was the chef who does Italian food wasn't there because he was ill. So we just had the choice of Indian food, but it was good food there, and it was good good place to go for something to eat. So, yeah, had a good day yesterday there and doing a few other things. So, that's my highlight going to this nice restaurant. So, what about you, Warren?
I really don't have a highlight of the week, per se. I mean, if anything, I'm going to say the highlight of my week was I'm finally almost on the final stage of doing green screen with getting everything set up, so it's almost perfect for me. So I'm going to set my camera up with my, the Sony, what was this thing called? Sony HDR CX230. It's proving to be a really nice addition, very much faster, so much faster than my old setup. So, you know, it's a little cheap camera, and the camera, it's under $300, and I got it on eBay for like $150, is used, but it was in brand new condition. And it works. I mean, I want to buy another battery for it, so I can record up to about 2 hours of HD video. This was that 1980 by something, whatever, you know, it's right above, I think, P or I, whatever, at 60 frames a second, and it really works, and it's awesome. I'll actually send you a private video later so you can see the quality of it and what I can do because I'm going to be launching some new stuff. So that's kind of like the biggest highlight, and it's stuff that I've been wanting to do since 2007, but I didn't have technology nor the money to do it. Plus, I was also working a lot. I had two jobs at the time anyway, so there's no way I can do what I'm trying to do what I'm doing right now. But once I get my pipeline done, this highlight will be the biggest highlight that I'll be able to do and sit down and do my reviews and sit and talk how we're sitting here and talking, and then put the pictures up like I'm doing a news report. So I look a little more flush, if I want to say, not more professional, but more flush, I'll say that. And that way I'll also be showing my face. But we'll see. But that's my highlight. Green screen production is up 90%, and great. There's a few more things to go, and I'll be ready to go. Today, I'll be making the videos telling you about earlier before you message me. I was just putting together a wish list of what my next computer system is. And some, I forgot. I already have about $5,000, about $8,000 worth of software on this current computer, which works just fine. But, you know, I will still have a few issues sometimes when I pull video in, but not with this new camera. There's no real issues, but the old way, oh my gosh, I have to sit there and wait for it to process the film and everything. But it would just speed up a lot of stuff, and I can get a lot of shooting done instead of worrying about, is it working, is it processing, is it crashing, you know. And I can do 4K video, which I don't really care for doing 4K too much, because I already did 4K on this computer, and it's not really worth it because it really grinds your processors. But my highlight is that green screen at 80%, and my next thing to do now is to learn how to, not learn, I already know how to do this, but sync up my voice recorder with my shot footage. I'll say that. So, and hide the microphone so you can't see it while I'm talking on camera. So, that's my highlight.
Sounds like a lot, but sounds cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so definitely anything else to mention, but hopefully, I don't know if Gaz is going to be here next week, because I think next weekend there's a revival, so I'm not sure if he'll be here for that, for the podcast next week, but I think he'll be going to the gaming event, Revival, which is happening next Saturday and Sunday, so I don't know if he's going to be on, but I'll try and ask him in advance to see if he is or not, so that's just make an assumption, but it's an event I would like to go to, but I don't think I will be able to, unfortunately.
Alright. No, I know somebody asked you that, and I was like wondering, you know.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you get some pictures and some video or something like that. That'd be great, you know, if we can just send that back to you if you can't be on. That'd be great.
Yeah, so I'll ask him in advance, so hopefully I'll let know if he's on next week or not, but hopefully we'll get a word from him or get something from him so we can share for the rest of the group or for the podcast. But yeah, I mean, if I could go, I would, but I think I've got things to do that weekend, so I don't think next weekend I will be able to, unfortunately, but things can change, so I'm not saying I won't definitely, but as it stands, I won't be.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Okay, well, it's been a good episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just one technical issue, but other than that, seems to be working fine.
Yep.
So, as always, Juan, thanks very much for being on.
Okay, thank you very much, and hopefully you'll be posting topics the day before the podcast when you do a little bit of research, just a little bit.
Yeah, sure thing, yeah. For everyone else, thank you very much for listening. Until next time, we will speak to you later. Take care, good night.
Have a good one. Goodbye.
Goodbye.